Chapter 2. One morning, when I was below the window working in the roses, some leaves had fallen because of the little green bugs that eat the roses, and I had to chew tobacco leaves and spit on the plants to kill the bugs. I didn't much like to chew on tobacco leaves, though some of the men favored it, and it made me sick enough to near heave my guts. I had to stop, and while I was stopped, just under the window, down in the thick leaves and the soft dirt, I hears it. I swear, if Clell doesn't stop buying hands, we won't have any money left for dresses. It was the missus talking to her sister. Her sister, being an older woman, never found a man, dried up and mean, and she hates us. The missus is named Margaret, and her sister named Elaine, or something close to that. Of course, we never call them by their names, never talk to them at all. And when we talk about them in the quarters and ain't nobody listening but quarters people, we call them the same as the master. Call them dog droppings or horse crap. He went out and bought another hand, the missus said, over $1,000. Honestly, he must think we're made of money. I didn't know counting, but I knew a little of money. Once I found a penny in the dirt by the quarters, and I went to Mammy and held it out. Hide that, she told me, that's money. Somebody see that, and they'll come along and take it from you. So I figured money was something to have and keep, and I kept the penny, hid in the dirt at the end of the quarters, and I still have it. Sometimes I take it out when there ain't nobody around and rub it on my shirt dress until it shines and shines. And I knew that there was bigger money than a penny, but I didn't know how that all worked, that bigger money, because it wasn't something I learned. So when the missus, she said about a new hand costing $1,000, all I knew was that it was more than a penny, more than many pennies. Maybe more than all the pennies in the world, because they be rich, the people in the White House. Richer than God, Mammy said once. But she was just mad and didn't mean it. She'd been praying and got caught at it. People in the quarters weren't supposed to pray, nor know nothing about God. Mammy, she prayed all the time in her head. Usually she only prayed out loud late at night when there wasn't anybody to hear. Sometimes she brought in the big cast iron kettle used for making morning food to pour in the trough for us to eat. Mammy would put the kettle in the corner of the quarters, way back in the dark corner, and put her head inside the kettle so the sound wouldn't carry, and she'd pray in a whisper. She swore they could hear like cats up to the big house, and the only way to keep safe was to pray in the kettle. I one time put my head in the kettle with her. Lord Jesus, she said, talking to the bottom of the kettle, Lord Jesus, you come be making us free, someday. In your name, amen. I was small then and didn't know about being free, or even how to think about being free, or even what being free meant. So I asked her what free meant. Nothing to talk about now, she said. You'll know when you get older. But now you just be quiet and never, never say you hear me praying about being free. Which I never did, even after I learned what freedom is and started praying for it my own self. Even then. The people in the White House aren't richer than God, I know that. But they be rich, and they be spending a lot of money. And they brought in the new hand for $1,000. And that be night, John.